Hello, my name is Carol Amirgios and I am Director of Service Improvement and Development here at PSPA. I've been with the charity now for 11 years and I'm responsible for the development of PSPA's information resources for health and social care professionals and those affected by PSP and CBD, as well as overseeing all of the services we provide to people living with the condition and the education of health professionals. Here at PSPA, we're very focused on providing information for health professionals as well as those living with the condition. We develop new information regularly, and when we develop new information, we make sure that we involve our community and we hold regular focus groups so that people can input their views and experiences. And this ensures information is relevant, easy to understand, and is accessible. At the moment, we're developing new information for young people and have a group of young people from 9 to 15 years working with us, sharing ideas and on content and design to ensure it is relevant to their age group. It's really important we listen to what those affected by the conditions need to keep them informed and to ensure they feel confident to share our information with others. We also review our existing information regularly, and any ideas that people have for new information they need, they can come to us and we will look at developing that information for them. In 2018, we were also working with CBD Solutions, an organisation based in Sweden, whose focus was solely on research into CBD. However, they kindly agreed to fund the first ever professional's guide to CBD, as well as an online interactive resource for health and social care professionals. Without the support of CBD Solutions, it would have not been possible for us to also develop a lay guide to CBD for those living with the condition, which we hope has improved care and support when they go to visit their health professionals. In the first year of having these resources, we saw a 12% increase in the people we were supporting with CBD. Because we got a really good grant from CBD Solutions, we were able to bring in an external consultant to help us work on this, and that was Karen Pierce. Karen, I have worked with before at motor neurone disease, and she's excellent at developing information. So we worked together on this. It took us 9 months to develop the guide. And our first initial meeting was a workshop in London, which was attended by 25 attendees. It was people living with the condition, families and carers and experts in the field of CBD. The aim of the workshop was to form a steering group to agree the framework of the guide and agree the essential content of the guide, and also agree the most accessible format of the guide. Some of the outcomes from that day told us that it needed to be a one-stop shop guide to the best evidence support, care and treatment for people with CBD. That could be used really as an audit tool for services to lever change and funding with commissioners. It also had to have a variety of formats, including online and paper versions. And it was agreed that it should encourage anticipating need with resulting care provided at the right time in the right place. So the actual guide itself, at that first meeting, was probably the format of it was developed at that meeting, And then over the next 9 months, we collated all of the data and the information that we needed to develop the guide with our experts and those living with the condition. The people that worked on the guide with us came from a range of backgrounds. So we had neurologists, we had Professor James Rowe, Dr. Boyd Ghosh, and Professor Hugh Morris that worked on it with us. We had Dr. Tim Rittman, who was at the time was a clinical research fellow with us. We had Dr. David Oliver, who was a palliative care consultant. We had PD nurses, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, neuropsychologists and dietitians. We had a really broad range of experts that were feeding into the guide so that it had everything in there for every discipline. We launched the guide at our National Study Day that year. It was the day before the International Symposium. So we had 150 health professionals at the event. In the delegate pack, they had the new guide. And the response we got was excellent. It was something that was desperately needed within the medical profession because it was the first ever guide for CBD. And people actually living with the condition over the following year found it really, really beneficial to be able to take it along to GP appointments, to their neurologists sometimes, and also to other health professionals, speech and language therapists, physiotherapists. I would imagine, it was just such a relief to have something that they could hand out and say, this is the condition I'm living with. It definitely makes a difference to the care people get. I'm hoping it makes a difference to the care people get. We do. It is a guide for health professionals to be able to say this, if I'm looking at a symptom that I can't manage, there's hopefully an answer in that guide. And therefore, quality of care is better for people with CBD. And it also ensures best practice when they are looking after patients with CBD. Initial workshop we had, it was quite relevant. It was quite evident that the people living with the condition wanted something for themselves. It was great to have the guide for professionals, but they also wanted something for themselves. And so we had another workshop in Milton Keynes just for those living with the condition. And that's where the development of the what to expect from your care CBD came about so that they could actually take that along again with them to their GP. And the GP would actually be able to see what people expect from the GP, from the speech and language therapist, from the physiotherapist. So that was another really good resource that we developed, and also the red flags for GPs. In 2018, when we started developing this guide, we had a handful of people with CBD we were supporting. We are now supporting 381 people with CBD. So it just shows that hopefully some awareness has been raised by developing the resources we have, and more people are finding us and coming to us for support. Part of that support that we can offer is through our CBD group, which meets once a month online. That is just for people with CBD, so it gives people an opportunity to share experiences. It's a really, really good community. And, if you do have CBD and you want to join us, please contact the helpline and they will send you an invite.